Welcome to another episode of 5-Minute Parenting, tips to help you raise competent, godly kids. I'm your host, Sandra K. Chambers, and in this podcast, we cover parenting topics from both a practical point of view and a biblical worldview. Our goal is to help you raise kids with a positive, godly self-image so that they can become all they were created to be. Welcome to another episode of 5-Minute Parenting. Today, I'm going to put on my teacher hat. I used to be a teacher. I have a master's in education with an emphasis in learning disabilities. So I have taught various ages with students with learning disabilities. And my own daughter was diagnosed with ADHD when she was in first grade. So I'm going to share some characteristics of kids that do have ADHD from a teacher perspective and a parental perspective. There's a lot to be said about ADHD. Sometimes kids are overdiagnosed, sometimes they're just being kids, but I'm going to share some categories today that you might observe in your child. So here are some things that ADHD kids might have trouble with. One is time management. They struggle to prioritize tasks, so that leads to not completing their assignments. They frequently underestimate the amount of time needed for studying or homework. Number three, they have difficulty breaking down long-term projects into manageable steps. A second area that ADHD children have problems with is attention and focus. They're easily distracted by external stimuli, such as noises or movement. They can miss key details in written instructions or readings. They have difficulty in maintaining focus during lectures or lengthy explanations. They can tend to zone out during group discussions or collaborative activities. And they also can forget the main goal or the objective of a task they're working on. Another area is organization. They might turn in assignments with missing pages or sections. They struggle to create a structured study plan. They frequently misplace or forget to bring essential school supplies. They have a disorganized backpack or desk, and they can overlook assignment due dates, leading to last-minute rushes. They also may have problems with memory. They can forget instructions shortly after they're given. They struggle to retain key facts or concepts from previous lessons. They misplace belongings or forget where items are stored. They fail to remember homework assignments or test dates, and they often draw a blank on familiar information during the test. They also can have struggles with social skills. They struggle to wait their turn in group discussions. They can also misinterpret peers' intentions or overreact to comments. They struggle with understanding the concept of a personal space. They may get in your face and not even realize how close they are. And they fail to catch nonverbal cues in social interactions. Another area is task initiation. Sometimes if they feel overwhelmed and pressured, they may have problems with multi-part tasks. They constantly defer starting assignments. They need repeated prompts to begin a task. They avoid or delay tasks that are perceived as being challenging. And they struggle to determine sometimes what the first step is in complex assignments. Another area is flexibility. They can easily become upset or agitated when routines are changed, and they have difficulty adjusting to new methods or techniques, perhaps introduced by teachers. And they struggle when faced with unexpected events like pop quizzes. They're reluctant to move on from a favorite activity, and they have difficulty in adapting to different teaching styles. They may have difficulty with listening skills. They frequently need instructions to be repeated, and they can get lost in multi-step oral directions. Daydreaming during verbal presentations or discussions is quite common, and they can struggle to retain verbally presented information for later recall. They also can have trouble with impulse control, making hasty decisions, improperly calling out or acting without considering classroom etiquette, difficulty in resisting the urge to touch things, and actively seeking stimulation, sometimes in disruptive ways. And they may have some motor skills and coordination difficulties. They may have ineligible handwriting or difficulty with writing tools. They struggle with tasks requiring precision like cutting or drawing. They may frequently drop or mishandle objects. And they may have trouble coordinating movements in sports or physical activities. And they can bump into objects or people more often than peers. So those are some characteristics that you might observe in your child. Next week, we're going to talk about some things you might do to help your child if they are struggling with these characteristics.